Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So going into this interview, the only stipulation that her PR people said was that we want you to be respectful to her. You know, she won't talk about specific acts with Tiger Woods, if you know what I'm saying.
Or wink. Or descriptions. Wink, wink.
Which we wouldn't have asked anyway. That's like for the rock stations and stuff like that.
Like, is he well endowed?
That's just not what we do anyway, right? So we thought she was going to be real reluctant to talk about Tiger Woods because she's got this spread in Maxim magazine, and without Tiger Woods, there is no spread, and there is no Jamie Grubbs,
right?
Which is what we say in the interview. So it starts off a little strange and a little slow, but I don't think we were rude to her, but I do think that we asked the right questions. We asked honest questions.
Yeah, and she answered them.
Mostly honestly.
As honestly as she could be, I think.
Right, but I think in the beginning I was worried because she comes across, you know, a little slow, but I think that she warms up and starts talking.
Yeah, at times where she just sounds like pretty typically LA.
Yeah,
you know,
she sounds like that Saturday Night Live parody. Remember when they did that parody of her and it was like, did you ever know he was married? And she was like, oh, for sure.
Yeah, she does.
For sure. Like, she does sound like that
a little bit.
Bear with it for the first minute because she starts to warm up after that. It's really not bad. This is Jamie Grubbs, mistress number two for Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm tired.
You are. It has been a long day of interviews for you, or what?
No, you are my first one.
And you're tired already? This is going to be a long day.
Wow.
Jamie, where are you? Are you West Coast, or?
Yes.
It's always easier being number two.
Hey, Jamie, as a general rule right now, is it easy to be Jamie Grubbs, or is it very difficult to be Jamie Grubbs right now?
I mean, I guess I have a little bit of both. I mean, it's getting easier, but it's definitely not easy.
The first couple of days after it came out that you had this affair with Tiger Woods, tell us what that was like for you, like walking down the street, the feedback that you were getting.
You know, the first couple of days weren't too bad because most people didn't recognize me then. It wasn't until the following week. The first few days was really bad for my family and friends. Not so much for me.
In which way? Specifics?
I mean, them just being hounded and called and, you know, my parents and my little brothers and stuff had, like, film crews outside their house just basically day and night for the first week trying to get them to talk. I think one even, when my brother left, followed them and, like, pulled him over as he was driving down the road. So, I mean, it was intense for them.
So why come forward at all? Why not just keep it a secret?
It wasn't necessarily a decision I made. It was kind of just an emotional reaction that, you know, kind of did. And by the time, you know, I did tell the story, it was already done. And I didn't really, you know, have much time to think about it. But after I did, I guess I just had to prepare for what was coming.
What was that emotional reaction? You were mad at him?
It was that. And it was just, you know, I had received a voicemail that completely, you know, kind of baffled me. And then, you know, I was really upset about that. And then the car crash came. Then I felt, you know, really bad that could have been my fault. And then I saw, you know, the whole thing about the Rachel girl coming out. And it was just a whirlwind of emotions that I just kind of acted on with, like, her sadness, you know, madness, everything.
Well, let's follow up with these specifics here, because you said there was madness at first, and then there was a voicemail. What was the voicemail, and what were you mad about?
Oh, well, the voicemail telling me, you know, to change my to change my message, my voicemail, so if, you know, his wife called me that, you know, she wouldn't figure out that it was me and things like that. But it was just kind of like a reality check saying, you know, like, you're not that important to me.
But at that point, you knew that he was married. So why would you think that he would react any other way than to try to protect his marriage?
Well, I mean, he always gave you the different impression when you were with him. So, I mean, I didn't really think it was going to be that important.
Did you think that he would leave his wife for you?
Oh, I figured he would leave her, yes.
For you, though, to be with you?
Oh, I mean, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that he was with other women?
No, for the first pretty much year that I was with him, I didn't even know he was married. And that was one of the hardest
really?
Things.
Really?
That one's going to be a tough sell right there. So you're with this guy for a year. You know he's Tiger Woods, and you have no idea that he's married?
Correct.
Really?
I mean, when I met him, he didn't say anything. I didn't know anything of him other than that he was a golfer. And, I mean, he came up to me and was like, hey, what's up? Let's hang out. You know, I'll fly out and have dinner with you. And at that point, I was just kind of caught up in the whole fact of here's this major icon that wants to have dinner with me. I didn't think to background check him, and, you know, I didn't really jinx it, so I didn't tell many people about it.
You know that's going to be a tough sell for most, because most are going to say that, look, everybody knows who Tiger Woods is,
right.
And even if you tell two friends who Tiger Woods is, one of them is probably going to point out, you know that dude's married and has kids, right? And you're saying that never happened.
My friends are in the same boat as me. My girlfriends, they don't watch golf. They don't know.
Well, so. Looking back now, do you feel bad about your decisions?
I do. I do regret some of my decisions.
Which is the one decision that you would switch back now? Would it be how you reacted after the affair, or is the decision that you would change the fact that you actually hooked up with him?
No, my decision would have changed when I figured out he was married and I did back away that whole year when I refused to, you know, see him and things like that. My regret would have changed when he persuaded me to come back saying that, oh, it'll always be me and him, and that he missed me so much. Going back at that point, I would have said no, because it wasn't worth it.
Were you shocked when then another woman came out, then another? Like, did your perception of him change the more the women came out?
I basically, he had me, you know, kind of fooled. He had me thinking that, you know, his time was spent basically golfing, and he'd always tell me he didn't have time for much else, and, you know, he was basically, you know, calling me all the time and making sure, you know, everything was great in my life and how I was doing and things like that. So, I mean, he put a lot of effort in. So the fact that there could be 12 other women that he's doing that with is beyond me, and that he is so okay with doing that is disturbing. And, you know, the type of women, the amount of women, it's just, I think that's the most, you know, hurtful and frustrating thing out of all of this.
If you were his wife, what would you do now?
I don't know. I don't have the kids. Like, that's a really hard situation. But, I mean, it's also really hard to hear that he had no regard for her and that he was saying that it would be over with to pretty much every girl that he was with. So, I mean,
if you were one of her best friends, what advice would you give her?
Probably to, you know, do what's best for her and probably get out of this situation, but make sure, you know, that he's still a big factor in his kid's life.
Have you heard from him at all in the past week or two?
I have not. I haven't heard from him in the past month or two.
You're going to be stuck with this label, and I know this is going to rub you the wrong way, but, you know, like when we're doing these interviews, what I'm supposed to do is reintroduce who we're talking to. So new people listening know who it is. And the only way I can do that is to say that we're talking to Jamie Grubbs. This is Tiger Woods' second mistress. That's the label that you're going to be – that's stuck on you sort of now. Are you
– I know. I mean, it does suck. It is, you know, it isn't – nobody wants to be anybody's, you know, one of anybody's girls, and especially not stuck with it for a very long time. But, I mean, that is something that I hope when people see me don't just shout out, but They do. A lot of people do. So, I mean, it is hard. It's still hard right now.
I mean, in reality, I don't know how you're going to be able to shake that, because we'll talk about Maxim magazine, but the truth is the only reason why you got the Maxim magazine spread was because you're number two. So if you continue to do projects that expose that, how are you ever going to get away from it?
Well, I mean, if my next basically modeling gig or hosting gig comes with that label attached to it, then I probably wouldn't do it. I wanted to kind of put that out there because Maxim is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I know that, you know, the way I was in it is not ideal, but hopefully, you know, people can look at that and say, like, oh, these are really good pictures. I want to use her. And then use photos of me or work with me because they like the photos and not because they can attach that name to it. So I'm hoping from this point on I can just move forward with my life and, you know, hopefully make a positive direction.
And the pictures are going to be in February or March, Maxim?
They're February, but they're already out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with the career. I know it can't be entirely easy to be you right now, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Jamie. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so that was Jamie yesterday, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, some pretty big gaps in her story that make it hard to believe the entire thing.
Like none of her friends knew
who
he was.
You're on Google all the time with any celebrity you meet.
For a year you didn't know Tiger Woods was married. I think the interview was okay, but not nearly as good as the Saturday Night Live interview that they did with her.
Today, yet another woman came forward, claimed to have had an affair with Tiger Woods, bringing the total number of alleged mistresses to 15. Here with her story is mistress number 15.
Hi, Seth.
Hi there. So, start at the beginning for us. How did you get involved with a superstar athlete?
Oh, first of all, Seth, I didn't even know he was an athlete. I just knew he was super rich. And I didn't know he was married.
But eventually you found out he was married.
Oh, for sure. But by then, I also knew he was super famous. So what was I supposed to do?
Not have an affair with him?
Yeah, it's just really hard not to have an affair with someone you're having sex with. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
But Seth, you have to understand it was more than sex.
Oh, it was?
Oh, for sure. Romantic things, Seth. Like, sometimes he would text me.
So, what was your reaction when all these other mistresses were revealed?
Well, at first, I just thought they were me in different outfits and hairs. But then I found out they were their own people.
Right, and so then, you know, how did you feel when you knew it wasn't just you?
What's the word for, like, when you're mad?
Mad.
Yeah, that's it. I was mad. I couldn't believe he would cheat on me.
But he was already cheating on his wife with you.
Oh, for her, sure. But I thought I was special.
Why?
Because he was texting me, and I don't know, I wear tank tops.
You sure do, but why the need to go public?
Seth, I just felt like if I waited, I would be known as Mistress 16 or 17. And at that point, people would think I'm a slut.
Mistress number 15, everyone.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Anna on the voice disguiser here. We do this segment from time to time called Am I Normal? And it basically is about little quirky things that you do that you're not really sure anybody else does. There's a lot of comfort in knowing that others do it, like this.
She'll make me play Sleeping Beauty with her. She'll lie down in the bed, and she'll make me go outside the room and then come in and do a whole dialogue. Be like, oh, who's this I see? Is this Sleeping Beauty?
Are you kidding me?
No, and I'll have to go over and give her a kiss, and if I don't do it right, I got to do it again.
All right, that's pretty quirky.
That's hilarious.
That's
awesome.
Pretty quirky.
I fold my jeans before I put them in the dryer. I told you guys that.
Crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hear that day. I can't take the plastic coating off of any electronics, like a clock radio or my cell phone camera. I just hate taking the plastic off of
that. Little peely film
stuff. I'll keep it on there for months because it doesn't feel like it's used until that's off.
And I shared how every time I climb stairs, whether it's three or a row of 12 stairs, that I always feel like I'm going up to receive my Oscar. So that's the steps up to the Oscar podium.
And I pretend I'm a NASCAR going over the top noodle on Spaghetti Junction because I feel like I'm on a NASCAR curve. So I don't drive a stick shift. I pretend I drive a stick shift. So I'm like, on the top noodle.
That's awesome.
So the last time we did this segment here, Anna emailed us. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
All right, yours was so unusual, we said, okay, we're going to dedicate a whole segment to this one. What is the quirk?
Well, recently I admitted to my boyfriend a secret that I think all girls do because I thought he would think that it was funny and cute. And, well, basically I told him that every girl does it, and the way I'm going to prove it is by going to you.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is the secret.
Mm-hmm.
When I cook for my friends, like when they come over for dinner, I purposely give them fatty food so they'll take in more calories and gain weight, and I'll be a skinny friend.
And what do you eat?
Well, I eat the same thing. I just cook like with higher fat and like butter and, yeah. Basically, I do this, and I think that most girls do it. I don't think it's like an original thing. But my boyfriend was appalled. He was so upset.
It's probably the most superficial thing I've ever heard in my life.
So basically, if you cook for your friends, you give them more calories than you give yourself. And then eventually, you're going to be the skinny friend. I've never heard this in my life.
Right, I've never heard this either.
We've got four women in here right now. Wendy.
No. I've never done that.
Melissa.
I'm the exact opposite. If Katie brings any kind of sweets or anything in the house, I indulge the whole thing before she gets a chance. So I actually let her be the skinny friend.
Yeah. Jen. I cannot imagine my friends doing that.
Now, is this the kind of case where there are some women that do this, they just never talk about it?
I've never heard it, honestly.
I don't think so.
So honestly, you guys have never ever done this?
Yeah, I've never even thought to do it.
To answer your question, no, not normal. That is not normal. Why are you doing that to your friends? They're obviously not like good friends of yours then.
No, they are good friends. But you know, like the weight thing is just like so intense for us. Like we're all in the gym all the time and all always trying to lose weight, and it just bothers me that it just takes up so much of our friendship talking about how fat or skinny we are. It's just very annoying. So
That's not the reason. It's because they are getting better results than you when you go to the gym and everything?
Yeah, you initially said because you wanted to be the skinny girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty petty.
It's really petty.
I mean, I understand why you think that, but I mean, I feel like I can't be the only one that does this. I really feel that it's kind of normal, and I want to prove to my boyfriend that it is.
Okay, well, I don't think you're going to be very successful. Good morning, Betty. You're on Q100.
Yeah, that is totally, totally weird. Oh, my God, I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah, and you're going to find the same thing over and over and over again here. Hey, Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning. I want to tell her that's ridiculous. That's not a good friend. I mean, me and actually through my three best friends since January 4th have been doing like a diet and weight, and we do the Wii Fit and everything. And we send each other text messages with healthy tips. I mean, that's a good friend, but you don't sabotage your friend's food to make them gain weight to benefit yourself. That's so selfish.
I swear this
show. That's so weird.
Yeah, I know. Why sabotage your friends just
and
for
like,
you?
And like, how is that really going to work? How often are you cooking for your friends?
They come over like maybe once, twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Cameron, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I do girls' dinner every week with my friends, and we make a point of cooking healthy items and really just enjoying each other's time. And I think, you know, a good friend is going to be somebody that, wants you to feel good and look good all the time.
So you don't do this either?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, what makes it even more rude is you see the effort they put into the gym, and you said it takes up so much of your friendship that you know their concerns and you know what their goal is, and that you, purposely feed them more calories and fat.
And I can't find one person that says that they've ever done this, not even secretly. Hey, Jason, good morning. You're on Q100. Or is
Jason?
This is Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Pete, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
What's your name?
I'm PJ.
PJ.
Oh, hey, PJ.
Okay.
A P works too, but I was just wondering, what is wrong with her?
Seriously.
I just think that's so wrong. Why would you do that to someone you care about? And when I have company over, I'm trying to impress my friends with my cooking skills.
Yeah, there's nobody. I can't find anybody to agree with you. Not one. I mean, and normally when we do anything on the show, we get representation for at least one person representing another side. Not one person.
And we have the voice disguiser, so it's not like somebody who secretly does this couldn't call up and disguise themselves and confess to it.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say I don't personally do this, but I think that it is more common than you guys think.
Really?
Why? I mean, you don't do this, but why do you think that?
Because, like, I'll bake and stuff for my friends, and I don't force it down their throat, but they like it, and they eat it, and they take it from me.
But they know what it is.
And at any point in your thought process when you're making those foods, do you think that they're going to gain weight, and that's a good thing for you because you'll look better around them?
Not necessarily it's a good thing for me. I don't know. I believe in the fat and happy kind of thing, and I don't know. I'm not saying I do it and I want them to be fat, but I, in a twisted kind of way, I think that it happens more than you guys think.
I can't find anybody.
I mean, you've said that and our caller said that, but there's no proof.
Yeah, I can't find one person.
And her example is not secretive. If I'm baking brownies and, you know, and I present them to my friends, they know they're brownies and they know, you know, how fattening they can be, and they know the choice to take it or not. But our caller is purposely, secretly putting extra stuff in their food.
Here's Mark. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say I have a friend who would actually stop hanging around with her other friend if they become less attractive or gain weight.
She stops hanging around.
Opposite.
Yeah, that's opposite of what we're talking about. But I mean,
yeah. I mean, I thought it was horrible. I mean, I actually stopped hanging around with her.
Yeah.
So
it's a little different than what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I guess he's talking about the depth of pettiness that, you know, you can have.
Annie, your boyfriend or whomever is right, because there are two things. Always we can find representation from the other side. And then when I say that we can't find anybody to call from the other side, that's normally when we'll get the call. And even that, it's not coming in then.
It's not working.
Nobody. Not one.
I just don't understand why you would want to sabotage your friends. You must be really, really insecure.
Well, I mean, I feel like maybe everyone's not telling the truth and you're not getting calls in because it's a little embarrassing, and I am just coming out and saying it.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, you know this because you're on it. We have the voice disguiser, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Somebody can come on and say it, but there's not one call.
I mean, I think you're being defensive about it by thinking that, but I think we've proven to you that, you're one of the few, And what satisfaction, okay, let's say it works and your friends gain weight and you're the skinny friend. What satisfaction do you get in that, knowing that deep down you did it?
Well, it's not satisfaction of making them fat. It's that when we go out, I'll get all the attention.
Seriously?
Why do you want all the attention if you have a boyfriend?
Because I never get it. I never get the attention. It's always the other girls. I want it. My turn.
You got problems, girl.
Yeah.
So you're intensely jealous of these other girls.
I appreciate your honesty for the show, but you got problems.
Yeah, I think instead of cooking for your friends, you should spend the money on therapy.
Seriously. Now, in all fairness, we have talked to women before on the show that have admitted to surrounding themselves with women that don't look as good as they do. Mm-hmm. So they will get attention. But they have never purposely gone out of their way to sabotage the look of their friends so they could look better.
I think
that's a different level.
Yeah, I think there's levels of jealousy. You know, every woman goes out, and every woman has either gotten the attention or she's been the one that's been slighted and had no attention whatsoever. And it doesn't feel good. It just reminds you, okay, yes, I'm not as pretty as this girl, or I don't look as good as her tonight. But I mean, but you brush it off. That's just how the night goes. You don't all of a sudden become, I don't know, the sneaky saboteur, yeah. You know? Yeah.
And if your goal was to find somebody that does, or a whole bunch of people that do the same thing, it ain't happening. Not one other call.
And did you tell your boyfriend it's your turn to get the attention? Like, I'm curious how your boyfriend would take it that the reason you do it is because you're not getting enough attention from other guys.
No, of course. I would never tell him that.
Please tell
I think
me.
That should be a clue to you on how wrong it is.
And please tell me that you told him that you would that you'd be on the radio today talking about this, so he's listening.
Yeah, he's listening.
Okay.
There you go. Good luck in the relationship.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Right, Joanna Rodriguez is up. Joanna's not fiance's birthday was yesterday.
It was. It's happy 28th birthday.
Awesome.
Yay.
She
happy
had it birthday. All lined up too, man.
I took off work. Well, not here, but my restaurant job. Mm-hmm. And I had plans to drive down to Columbus yesterday. It's a 2-hour drive. And on my way down, I was going to stop at the store and get him a card. My mother already made him a cake, so I was good on the cake. Yeah, my mom loves making cakes. Remember, she tried to make, well, she did make my sister-in-law's wedding
right.
cake.
That's right. I think I remember that story.
Nice save.
So I had the cake, I had a card, and then I asked Jeff if it was okay if I got him balloons, like a balloon that said happy birthday and then little latex balloons all around it. And he said, absolutely. And I wasn't sure if that was a sarcastic absolutely, because I'm just never really sure with Jeff. Mm-hmm. But I went with it anyways.
Was your boyfriend at home? Were you going to deliver them at home or at his
He was
work?
At work. He was on base working.
With the other guys.
So what's the fear?
So that the other guys would make fun of him that I brought him balloons tied to a cake. So I hid them in the trunk. Okay, and mind you, it was a task getting them in the trunk because it was windy. Some guy saw me struggling to try and stick these balloons in the trunk because there was tons of them.
Uh-huh.
And I spent close to $20 on balloons.
Like you're being dragged down the pavement from the balloons blowing in the wind.
I was like on that movie Up where it's like, I didn't need to be here. Like my car was off the ground. So I show up and I meet him at the restaurant because they have this cute little Mexican restaurant on base. And he meets me outside and I open the trunk and all the balloons start to come out, and he immediately is like, no, put those back in. And I was like, why? And he's like, you can't bring those balloons into my office. You know how much crap I'm going to get from my friends? I'm like, but Jeff said it'd be okay.
Well, that's why.
He's why like, do you go to Jeff for advice?
Yeah,
that's
you should
a
know
whole
better
different
than that.
Segment.
Yeah,
come on.
He's the only one who's not doing anything during the show. He's the one I can talk to.
That's a good point.
See, guys will give each other crap. Like in a case like that, I would give Jason relentless crap if he was in the office, but it would be in such a good-natured way that I would really think it was really cool that you did that. But that doesn't stop a guy from giving another guy crap.
I think a guy can crap for anything.
Always do that.
Yeah.
I mean, when we went to lunch, like it was just a whole table full of guys. So I was like thinking, how funny would it have been if I'd have walked in with all those balloons and he hadn't have caught me outside and not let me bring them in? But I can see where he's coming from. I still think it would have been a cute.
It would have been awesome.
I think it would have been. So what happened to the balloons?
They're at his house.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They stayed in the trunk until you got to his house.
And then I had to set them up in the house.
I think you should have taken them in there anyway.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely. And you would have earned points with everybody in the office. Now, did you crash there last night too,
yes,
right?
So I spent the night there. And his parents are in town because they haven't spent a birthday with him in quite a while. You know, he went away to college. After he got out of college, he was stationed in Hawaii. And then from Hawaii, he was deployed. And then he's here in Atlanta. And so he's a lot closer to his parents now than he ever has been since he graduated high school. And they were like in town. So they're like, we're going to stay through your birthday. And so they spent the night there. And I find
at his house.
At his house. He has a 3-bedroom little townhouse, and his bedroom is upstairs along with the living room and the kitchen. And then downstairs is the other 2 bedrooms where his parents were staying, and his sister was there over the weekend, but she's already back in college.
Well, of course, it's his birthday. So on his birthday, what's the one thing a great girlfriend wants to do for their man? You know, get all dressed up and be cute and...
I was going to say, we can't say it until for another 6 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Good, but you want him to have a good time.
Good undergarments.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you want to have a good time. But his parents are in the living room, and I can't get myself in the mood knowing that his parents are right next to
us. So mentally, you couldn't get prepared?
Absolutely
not.
You're
going to be nervous about that.
And the thing is that on Friday, I was there last Friday, and his parents were there. And again, we wanted to, you know, get busy. Mm-hmm. And I told him that I couldn't with his parents. And he told his parents that, you know, he had to set the alarm and that there's a motion detector and they needed to go to bed.
Oh, get out of here.
Because if not, the alarm would go.
Hilarious.
And we couldn't, I think they figured it out through the weekend that that's not true. So we couldn't use it again last night.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. So they were up late watching TV.
Yes. And I just can't. And he doesn't get it.
That.
He doesn't understand it. It's just so hard. Like, it's weird. Yeah. I hear his dad's voice, and then I start picturing his dad, and then that's just gone.
Here's where Stacy's weird about it. Like, my wife is weird about it if her dad's in the house. But if her mom's in the house, not so much of a problem. Like, I've got, I don't, if they're either one of them are in the house to me, it's a problem. But yeah, if her dad's in the house, then no chance. Mom's in the house, okay, maybe. I got a yellow light. Could happen.
You still don't want your dad to know that you do it. Even at like an older age, your dad thinks you're your little innocent little girl. Yeah, you can't do it with your daddy in the house at all.
I mean, well, they're not my parents, but they are so religious that they don't even let us sleep in the same bed when we're at their house.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the fact that I'm in his room creeps me out. Mm-hmm. And so I just cannot. Oh, gosh.
Do you feel
so
like they're already looking down their nose at you because you guys spend the night in the same room?
I don't know if they do. I don't think so. I don't think so.
But it does. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
No,
you're
going to
be in there anyway.
Yeah, my mom asked me. She's like, are y'all going to have to sleep in separate rooms in Jason's house? I'm like, I hope not. You know?
So no special occasion sex.
No.
So that gets pushed. So are they gone today?
They're gone. But
are you driving
them
back down to Columbus today?
Because I do think that when this is a totally different subject, but as a guy, I think that we're close enough to 8:30 here. That this goes both ways. Special occasion sex is mandatory. You've got to get it done. Anniversaries, Valentine's,
wedding night,
all has to be done.
Wow.
Bert, you said that with a little bite.
I know.
Just for future, other people, you know.
He's like, do as I say, not as I do.
And if for whatever reason the circumstance comes up where you're not allowed to get that done for whatever reason, it must be rewarded within 24 hours.
So that's your law?
That should be universal rule.
Okay, well, I can't. It's not possible because he lives 2 hours away.
You should drive down there today.
Drive down there.
You should all do the meet halfway. Y'all both drive an hour.
In a random hotel.
Do it at a rest stop.
Stay in one of those serial-killing motels. That'll get you, get you in the mood.
$49 tonight.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Olivia wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Olivia.
Hey.
How are you?
Morning.
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, these military relationships and listening to you guys for the last 8 years, so complicated, man. They're so different than civilian relationships. I mean, the dating thing is so complicated because he or she is away, and there's all this time where you're not talking to each other. And then with the married couples, sometimes he's away for 6 months or a year, comes home, and mom has the house set up a certain way, but dude comes home, and now all of a sudden he wants to do things his way, and she's like, this is my house. They're complicated, really complicated. And you're getting a taste of that now, huh?
Yeah, I started dating a guy back in the summer who we only dated for like 2 weeks before he ended up having to leave. And things were great a month into it. I mean, it was, I love you. And I mean, I'm a single mom of two, and he he talked about, like, if we ever got married, could I adopt your kids kind of thing. I mean, it was real it got real serious real quick.
Mm-hmm. After 2 weeks?
Well, that was like a month or two into it. That wasn't after 2 weeks, no. But,
that's,
I mean,
that's
after 2 weeks,
John.
He
that's
left.
The movie.
He left. He went to Texas. So.
All right, well, I think the timing of this is important. So from minute number one until when he took off, we're talking about how long?
2 weeks before he left. We were together for 2 weeks. He was here in Georgia, okay. And then he left for training.
Okay. And so when he was at training was when he told you over the phone that he loved you?
It was over Skype, actually.
Over Skype. Okay.
This
okay.
is like
that
Dear
was
John.
Like 2 weeks. He was training for 2 weeks, so it was a month, and he told me he loved me and all that stuff, which was great because I loved him, and we've known each other for a long time, so.
Okay.
And then things, like, were good, and we Skyped every 4 days. It was a day off, and slowly in, like, October, things started dwindling off, and then it was only Facebook chatting, and then it was, like, then it just went to nothing. Then in October, everything stopped at the end of October, and I've tried to message him on Facebook, and he won't reply, and I know he gets on, and I know he talks to other people, because my best friend wrote on his wall, and he wrote her back, but he can't write me back, and I have no clue what's going on.
Is he still in Texas?
No, he's in Iraq now.
Okay. And so, it's 4 months now.
Yeah, he comes home in like the next week or two.
So that's why
I'm calling you guys.
So from Texas, though, when did he go to Iraq?
That was the end of July.
So he was in Iraq end of July. All this started dropping off end of October for you.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're still thinking about it 3 months later. Wow.
Well, I haven't heard anything. And people are like, well, you just need to try and talk to him. I'm like, well, I can't just talk to him. You know, he's in a completely different country. So, but my biggest problem is he comes home in 2 weeks, and I don't know if I should try and call him or just be like, hey, what happened? Or
now, the warnings that he gave you before he took off, did they indicate to you that he wouldn't be in contact with you for months at a time?
Yeah, he said, you know, what if I can't talk to you the whole time I'm over there? I was like, well, that's fine. I mean, I told him I'd wait, and he said, you know, if you find somebody while I'm gone, don't send me a Dear John letter until the day before I leave, or, you know, don't let me know until the day before I come home, because he didn't want to be hit with my girlfriend just broke up with me while I'm in Iraq.
Okay. But the key ingredient in this also is that you do see him messaging on Facebook with other people,
right.
But he's not answering yours.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Even like my best friend, he answered her, but he can't answer me. So,
well, to me, that's a clue. You know, that's not like he's.
And I mean, I'm figuring things are over, but I just don't know what happened. That's what I want to know. I want to be like, did you meet somebody while you're over there? Which I know is pretty much against the rules. You can't really hook up while you're deployed, but.
I think in this case, we can only take advice from people in the military.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as a civilian, it seems very cut and dry to us.
Yeah.
But there are different rules and, you know, things are different
it's
in
a
the
whole
military.
Yeah,
so,
that's the world.
Good morning, Chris. You are on Q100.
Hello?
Unless you don't want to. Yeah, there you go.
What's going on?
Alpha, Bravo, Victor, Charlie.
Good morning, Rocky. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning. A couple of things on this that I can give you. I've got about 3 deployments downrange under my belt, and I've been doing it for about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
She probably needs to cut her losses. If he's talking to other people, it's obvious that he's not in a job where his communication is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys, before they, you know, kick out to go downrange, you know, the nerves and everything start getting to you, and you want to have some kind of tie back home.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will make those ties, and then they get downrange, and a lot of people don't think you can hook up downrange, but it happens all the time.
Yeah, I figured it did.
It really does. I hate to, you know, I don't want to be a heartbreaker to her, but this kind of thing happens. I was a first sergeant for a long time, and I've seen a lot of guys break a lot of girls' hearts and vice versa.
So you think that he was setting roots before he took off because he didn't know what the future held,
mm-hmm.
and then realized the future wasn't all that bad, and now he's getting cold and breaking up with her?
Absolutely, and he probably just don't have the heart to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and you were in military for how long?
I'm still in. I'm stationed here in Atlanta, and I've been in for 25 years.
Fantastic.
Wow,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rocky. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, guys.
I think every guy in the military should be named Rocky.
Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Every single
25
one.
25 years. I mean, you can, and every time we talk to, you know, seasoned, you know, military men, they have that certain aggressiveness and confidence in their voice, you know? You know what I mean?
Love it. Hey, Joe?
Oh, hey. I just want to say you have a great show. I listen to it every morning.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Been in about 4 years. I'm stationed at in Atlanta, Fort McPherson. And, you know, I think the thing is she's only been going out with the guy for 2 weeks. So, yeah, like First Sergeant said, you know, it's probably true that it was nerves. And, you know, I've never been deployed, but, of course, I have many, many friends that have. And currently one of my best friends has been married to his wife for 3 years. She just went downrange and... you know, 3-year marriage is tough on them. He says she's a totally different person. She's dealing with stuff that you don't deal with as you're training or stationed stateside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you rely more on your section, your unit there to make the friends that are going to really help you through it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think probably after dating only 2 weeks, maybe she should call him when he gets back, but... You know, it's probably just, you know, it's probably just over. I mean, 2 weeks is more like a fling, I would say.
Yeah, why would she even call him at all? Like, wouldn't that be a sure sign? Like, if he comes home
and he doesn't... Yeah, if he comes home and calls her, that's one thing. Right. But, you know, I think it depends how much, you know, she's trying to contact him. You know, maybe he just doesn't have the time to call her, but it's probably just, now he's in Iraq, he's doing what he's training for, and... At this point, you know, maybe he did find someone. It's true. A lot of people do hook up. I mean, statistics show there is a lot of pregnancies going on overseas. Mm-hmm. So,
go ahead.
Well, I just think that, you know, especially our first caller from the first sergeant talking about, you know, the mentality going into it that, you know, a civilian can't understand. So there's, you know, there's a part of me that is not as harsh on him than I would be maybe another guy who's just blowing you off, because I do think that maybe his conversation with you about a future and about marriage and about your kids and everything, I mean, none of us can imagine what it's like of what our mind's thinking when we're about to be deployed in what we have perceived to be such a hostile environment. And so, you know, it may just, be the case where he got there and he just doesn't feel the same, and it's, you know, no harm, no foul. It's just move on.
Hey, Olivia, are you capable of just letting this play out? I mean, you know he's going to be back in a couple of weeks. The sure sign for you would be if he calls you or not. So if he's in town and he doesn't call and he leaves, then you know it's over. But if you continue to pursue, then you're still going to have this question. Is it on? Is it off? But you can get some answers here by just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and that was kind of what I was planning on doing. I was just seeing what he did when he got home. But we were together, I mean, together in the same state for 2 weeks, but... We were together from, you know, June to October, as far as I knew, until he stopped, you know, talking to me.
Right.
So it was longer than 2 weeks, but...
It does sound like to me, though, that you were kind of his security blanket.
That's kind of, and I told him that when we first started talking. I was like, I don't want to be, you know, some, like, booty call before you leave, or, you know, some little thing, you know, you've got back home, you know. So
well,
I kind of tried to express that. That's, and I don't have time for that. I mean, I'm a single mom. I don't have time to waste time with somebody dragging me on like
that. I know, but to me, again, if it's somebody in the military, I just, it just, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, and I understand, like, you have no idea what they're going through and all that kind of stuff.
Who knows what he's been through?
And that's why I haven't tried to really say anything while he's been there. I've just kind of let it play out since October and just kind of, you know, wrote him a couple messages saying, hope you're doing good, you know, be safe kind of thing, and just...
And you've never heard back from him, though?
No.
Okay, here is Ashley. We'll take one more call on this. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, we got Olivia here who is dating a guy right before he takes off from for Iraq. Says, look, I love you. I can't wait to get involved with you. Then he gets over to Iraq, and he's Facebooking everybody else, but hasn't talked to her, hasn't been in communication with her, but has been with everybody else.
I had a sort of a similar situation. He was in Afghanistan, though, and he wasn't able to Facebook, or he could call maybe once every 2 months. But before he left, we dated for a little over a year. Before he left, so things were really serious when he left, and for the first 6 months he was over there, we would send letters, and, you know, I mean, once a week at least, I got a letter, and I would send him a letter, and he would send me just some different things, and after about 6 months, the letters just completely stopped. I just stopped getting letters, and he couldn't call or Facebook, so I had no idea if something had happened to him,
He ended up coming back. Like, he contacted me and told me he was coming back. He visited, and for he had, like, a weekend, and then he went back. And after he was gone a total of a year, and by the time he came back the second time, we didn't really talk. We never really broke up. He just kind of stopped talking. And when he got back, he called me and told me he was getting married.
Mm.
And he had ended up, they allowed him another visitation. And he came back and visited and didn't tell me and met someone while he was home and then went back. So I don't know if he's had any visitations, but it's possible that maybe he came back and didn't tell her and met someone then. But the thing, he's married now, and we still keep in touch, and we had talked about it, and he says that once you get over there, you just change. He said that, you know, like the first guy said, he wanted to have someone to come home to, so he kind of, you know, had that girlfriend back at home as a safety net, but once he got over there, you know, I think their whole mentality just changes. And
wow.
Now, that could, I mean, that's worst case scenario stuff there for you, Olivia. Right. But I mean,
he was only gone for 6 months, and they don't get R&R like that when they do for a year. So I know he didn't come home at all. Because, I mean, and I'm friends with his mom on Facebook and everything. And my mom and his mom went to high school together. So
I would just let it go. Mm-hmm. I think you need to let it go. And I think that you know, I don't know if the term safety net sits well with me. I think it's motivation. I could only imagine that when you're over there, you want something to motivate you to stay alive, to get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean,
and
to me,
me,
I think
you'd
be,
that,
I think,
so.
I think that would be flattering, but I do think you need to let it go now.
I'd be real careful about the at-home booty call also when he comes back and then he starts calling. Because you sound like you'd sort of be vulnerable to that still. Yes. So I would just warn you for that.
Yeah.
Although, well, I mean, you may be serving your country. That's the way that you got to serve your country.
How many guys have used that on a girl? You know what? It's really for the United States.
I mean, you got to do, you got to do what's right as an American.
You got to do your
duty. Hey, Olivia, will you call us in a couple of weeks and let us know how it plays out?
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.